We kick off hour number three of the program. It's brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Been feeling that nip in the air. Make sure and get your HVAC tuned and ready for the colder temperatures. Mention Fan Run Radio right now when you call Blue Water Climate Control, and they will hook you up, locally owned and operated. Online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com or call them 865-412-4557. Rapid booking with the virtual dispatcher. Online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com, Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. Getting ahead of ourselves.
You just had us going 11-1.
It's about navigating the schedule, Chris.
I'm aware.
I mean, at worst, we're going 9-3.
This schedule is...
Are you like me in Houston?
We were fortunate at Pitt. I feel like we were fortunate there.
I feel like they were fortunate that we muffed a punt and gave them a shot.
Yeah, I think we were fortunate that Keaton Slovis, you know... I mean, we slammed him to the turf and injured him, but Pat Narduzzi could have just ran the ball and taken that to halftime, and then he comes out in the second half. Could have
Can we catch Jaden Daniels?
Who's faster, him or AR?
No, AR's faster.
It's not even close, buddy.
Yeah.
I feel like Jaden Daniels looks to throw, right? I mean, I feel like before he runs. Or do they do more design? I don't know.
It's not a lot of design.
I think Jaden Daniels at this, like right in this moment, is probably a little more polished of a passer. Not as big an arm.
Not
I mean,
good.
Anthony Richardson can throw it through a brick wall, but in terms of consistency.
Do you guys know where our pass defense ranks?
Don't want to know.
Out of 131 teams, our pass defense currently sits at 128. Not good, Bob.
No, it's not.
You know where our rush defense ranks?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah. I don't remember correctly.
Probably top 30.
But I think it was maybe 13.
Aren't we 90th overall in total defense?
Because I saw a stat, and it said it was trying – no, it was a completely different stat. Never mind.
Okay.
But, yeah, I know our rush defense is top 20 in the country.
Jaden Daniels is LSU's leading rusher. 44 carries for 262 yards on the year and two touchdowns. He's also been sacked 12 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's thrown six touchdowns, no interceptions. He is completing 73% of his passes. He's got 835 yards and, again, six touchdowns. He's lost 51 yards in sacks.
I mean, he's kind of Hendon Hooker in a less pass-friendly offense.
Which is really weird,
like
considering
picks, can run.
Do you know how many catches Kayshon Booty has this year? Just off the top of your head, if you just had to throw out a number.
Oh, like 12. 7.
10.
Yeah.
He didn't play last game, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, he had his yeah, his
or maybe
his kid was being born.
And he missed a game for that?
Yeah, but it
was, God, these kids
dude,
are soft these
check this
these
out.
Days.
So, Hooker's 80 of 112. For which is 71.4%.
Mm-hmm.
80 of 112. Jaden Daniels is 81 of 111.
That's
73%.
Wild.
How many yards is...
Like, that is insane.
But Hooker's over 1,000 yards, right?
Yeah, Hooker,
almost
way more yards per attempt. He has 1,170 yards. Jaden Daniels only has 835. Only 7.5 yards per attempt.
So he's a check down guy.
It just seems like their receivers aren't. Is that Brian Kelly's thing? Is he just not very deep pass oriented? I feel like at Notre Dame they weren't. They were going to run the football, run the quarterback, dink and dunk, tight ends, so on and so forth.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know if they're running the same. I mean, I guess it's Brian Kelly's offense, right?
I would assume. Yeah, because he said something about how he doesn't even work with the defense.
Yeah, is it more like a West Coast thing? So, yeah, it's like shorter passes. It's like old school trying to spread the field, but obviously not as successful as what Josh Heupel's got.
Does that
going.
Suit us?
On defense?
Mm-hmm.
For our defense?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Does anything? I mean, a quarterback in a run is not good for our defense.
Hooker's number one in QBR now. Jaden Daniels is seventh in the SEC.
Hmm.
That's weird. So it went from one to seventh beating up on nobodies.
Richardson, after his big performance, is still last.
Maybe QBR just doesn't matter.
And Rattler's second to last.
Yeah, but Kress is kind of scared to play him, though.
I didn't say that.
Rattler leads the conference in interceptions with five.
Doesn't he also lead in yards?
Like,
well, Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Mm. But Rattler is a worse decision maker, though, than Anthony Richardson is, though, when it
Rodgers
comes to throwing.
Rodgers has thrown 190 passes. Yeah, next close is like 113.
That's crazy. I mean,
he has 140 completions.
It's wild how fast we go, but Hooker really hasn't thrown that many passes because we do try and run the ball
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah. If he would have played the full games, he's probably leading
more.
The country in passing yards right now. Our offense ranks second in the country in pass yards per game.
Number one in total offense.
Number one
right?
in total offense, yeah.
And
Ohio
like
State
second
like
or third in
yard
scoring
behind.
Or something?
Something like that. Pass yards per game, Washington's number one with Michael Penix Jr.
My playoff team. Oh, speaking of, do we need to look at that today? Anybody got anybody they want to drop?
Yeah.
Probably. You do?
I think I do, don't I?
I do.
Yeah, I have Arkansas.
I got Miami.
Hey, you might want to hold on to them, though, for 1 week, though. Because
dang it, I had Oklahoma.
They got a good chance to bounce back this week against the Crimson Tide.
Dennis Dodd has Hooker number one in his Heisman ballot right now.
Dennis Dodd? I hate Dennis Dodd.
Why?
Then C.J. Stroud, Jalen Daniels from Kansas, Bryce Young, and Brock Bowers.
Dennis Dodd
five.
Was a Butch Jones homer and said that we were dumb for firing him. Dennis Dodd.
They were buddies. Butch gave him info.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not a big fan of Dennis Dodd. But I guess I do appreciate that he's giving Hendon Hooker some love, as is Keyshawn Johnson,
mm-hmm.
saying Hendon Hooker might be the best quarterback in the country. He was on with Paul Feinbaum talking all things football. And Feinbaum, to his credit, heaped praise on Josh Heupel and the job he's done. I don't know if the national media gives Josh Heupel enough credit.
Oh, they don't.
Like, they were very quick to just light the torch for Tennessee football and burn it down. And now that somebody's coming in here and in year two has us top 10 undefeated, wins over Florida and Pittsburgh, they're just kind of, well, yeah, this is what's supposed to happen at Tennessee. Even though one of those morons was like, who was it? Who was it that said?
Barrett Salee said it would take 5 years for us to get back to a bowl game.
No, he did not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Which is weird, though, because usually Barrett Salee loves things Tennessee.
But one of them said, Tennessee makes a huge mistake by hiring Josh Heupel. UCF upgrades by getting Gus Malzahn.
Yep. Was that Wolk? Was that Dane?
It was Wolken. You're right. Yep, that's who it was. Clown. I'm blocked, so I couldn't go back and look at it. But yes, it was Dan Wolken.
Of course,
Dan Wolken.
He's a moron.
Back to the LSU thing. So their offensive coordinator, his name is Mike Denbrock. Denbrock. D E N B R O C K. He came to LSU from Cincinnati, where he'd been the offensive coordinator. He was the offensive coordinator with Brian Kelly before, but Kelly called the play, so he left to go to Cincinnati with Fickell because he's a defensive guy and he would have complete control over the offense. So when he came back to LSU, Brian Kelly said he could call the plays, it'd be his deal. So it's essentially an offense that this guy kind of cut his teeth with Kelly, so they're like-minded, but it's Mike Denbrock's offense.
Little bit of breaking news. South Carolina is apparently planning to move its game against South Carolina State from Saturday to Thursday.
Ooh. Ahead of the hurricane.
Ahead of the hurricane.
That means we got a draw for helmets earlier.
I guess that's right.
No, let's do these playoff picks coming back next.
I just got sick.
All right. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep. Hour three continues right here on Three and Out. It's playoff waiver time. College football. We all drafted teams. Trying to see who can get the most teams in the playoff. Each team can only be on one team, so there's always 16 teams gone. And getting tough this year. Weird season.
Isn't it already feel very weird? It already feels like you're destined for a couple teams or maybe at least one team to get in that you're just like, they're going to get sloshed by the first game.
Yeah, and it's hard to pick your horse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially your fourth one.
Yep.
The waiver order, intern Brett is up first, then myself, then Houston, then Adam. Brett has Ohio State, Baylor, Miami, and Wake Forest.
Yeesh.
Good battle by Wake. They just didn't have enough in the tank.
That would have been big.
Do all of your teams have a loss, Brett?
Ohio State does not.
But what are you thinking, Brett?
I'm dropping Miami.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going to go Washington. Number 15 right now, it looks like.
Washington.
They got a
15th. And undefeated.
I have Washington.
Do you?
Yep.
No.
I dropped BYU and picked up Washington last week.
Oh, shoot.
double up with my Huskies.
Who are the highest-ranked teams available? NC State, I think Oregon.
I have to drop Miami.
Ole Miss. Anybody have Ole Miss?
I thought somebody had NC State. No?
I think I had them, and then I dropped them.
I know you had them, Houston, first, right off the bat, right? And you dropped them early?
Yeah, you dropped them.
I dropped them and picked up BYU, even though they're still undefeated.
Who'd you pick up, Brett?
NC State is available.
I was going to get Washington, but I didn't realize.
But they're gone.
They're gone. So I'm going to drop Miami, and I will just go ahead and get NC State.
You're just playing in those ACC waters.
I mean, if they do beat Clemson somehow.
Yeah, if they beat Clemson, you're gold.
I got them at home this week. So yeah, I drop Miami and pick up NC State. And then that's
all right. So Brett goes to the bottom of the order. I have Georgia. Feel good about that. Oklahoma State. They're hanging in there. Utah.
I'm just gonna
keep riding that as my Pac-12 horse. And then I have Arkansas. And that one,
they're about to have a second loss, aren't they?
Took a hit.
I mean, it's 3:30 this week, right? Alabama at Arkansas.
Yeah, you kind of got to hold on to them for a week.
Dogs, I think.
I think I'm going to, Hickman. It seems dumb but I'll keep the number one priority. I can hold on to them and then just have the pick of the litter next week. See what happens. I don't want to switch. I could switch like Ole Miss, but if I don't think they're as good, like what's the point? Does anybody have Kentucky?
I had them and I dropped them.
No, Kentucky's available.
I just don't think there's any way they get to play.
No. I mean, their schedule's super easy.
It's not that easy when you think about the fact they have to play us. We always look at their schedule eliminating mm-hmm. Tennessee.
And they do have Ole Miss on the road this weekend.
So they're going to play Ole Miss this week. We'll see who wins that game. They have to play us. They have to play Georgia. Like, compared to some of these ACC teams, it's not really that easy. It's just easy compared
Oregon's
to us.
Oregon's sneaking back
ours.
Up, aren't they?
Yeah, they've actually looked pretty good. But,
and all that Pac-12 stuff will be sorted out.
But so. I can't have three Pac-12 teams in my
own. Oh, go for it. You might get one.
If I get one and Alabama makes it, that would give me two.
That could be the winner.
They'll be favored in the rest of their games pretty easily.
Oregon?
Well, I didn't. Well, yeah, Utah.
That Washington game late could be Utah a good one, too.
All right, Chris.
I'm staying.
Chris has Alabama, USC. They survived. You have Oklahoma, who took one on the chin, and Washington.
There's just no. I just don't have Oklahoma. I don't have a good grab right now.
Go Kentucky, Ole Miss, NC State. Oh, you already took them.
I'm not ever
Florida State.
No,
they're undefeated.
I don't care.
They got to play Wake Forest, Clemson, NC State all in a row.
Really? Wow.
Pretty sure. It's something like that.
That's kind of.
They're
wild.
At Wake Forest this week.
They'll go 0-3 in that stretch.
Might. What do you think, Adam? You want to stay third or slide down
teams?
To fourth? Your teams are Clemson, Penn State,
Michigan,
Tennessee.
What do you mean stay third?
We didn't make a change.
So you would be – I'm last right now. to go next week.
You're third. He's last.
This really sucks for me.
Like, this is how waivers work. I don't know what fantasy football league you've been playing in, but if you don't make a change, you stay in the same spot.
Let's see.
So you've gone from fourth to third because Brett made a change. He's at the bottom now.
Oh, see, in my head, I was just expecting you guys to make changes.
So if you make a change,
yes, if we make changes, you would move up, but that's not how it works.
I mean, realistically, I'm the best team right now, or I have the best collection of teams in this thing right now. So I really don't. I got Michigan, Clemson, Tennessee, and Penn State.
Sort of.
You might. That's four undefeated teams. It's pretty good. But Michigan and Penn State are going to play.
The problem is your best option is not as good as any of our best options. Well, yeah, right. Yeah, Clemson's the weakest, like, kind of number one.
You say that now, but we've not hit our stride yet as a team. So don't sleep on the Vols. I'm going to stay put.
Don't tell us not to sleep on the Vols. What are you talking about?
There's one team.
We're talking about Clemson.
That might be in play for me down the line that I'm not going to name right now.
Oh, this is a very interesting conversation then. Who is it? Just tell us.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
I told you about Florida State. Yeah, that's who I was considering. I was like, ooh, Florida State.
Is that who it was, Florida State?
It's not Florida State. Let me pull up their schedule first to see.
Minnesota.
Syracuse.
Yeah, it's Minnesota.
Row the boat.
Are they better than Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State?
I mean, when Penn State and Minnesota
played. They went on the road, Michigan State won 34-7.
Michigan State might stink, though.
True.
They were number 11 when Washington kicked them around.
Minnesota plays Purdue at home this week. Then they're at Illinois, and then they have a road trip to Penn State.
Illinois is pretty good.
It's already set. 7:30, night game.
Big Ten Network?
Whiteout. I don't know.
Oh, that is the whiteout.
I don't know. I just said that. Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
The whiteout everywhere.
Oh, that is it.
Nobody wanted Kansas?
I just believe you.
Hickman, did you officially say that we're going to have 21 points on the board before the Cajuns even get out of bed?
I did, but that's a hard hot take to kind of judge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said noon kickoff, like, bet the first quarter spread. Has that even hit this year?
Minnesota's in play for an undefeated season this year.
They don't play Ohio State.
If they get by Penn State, well, watch out.
So, Brett, you can pick again and stay at four. You want to pick up Minnesota?
Should I do that to Hickman?
No.
They have Purdue this week. So.
Well, see, their only problem they're going to run into is Penn State's the only ranked team they play. So it's going to be hard to build the resume up.
Man. Side note, really interesting stat that Corey sends in. LSU's offense against Power 5 competition in the first three quarters of the game so far this year has scored 20 points. In the fourth quarter alone, against Power 5 competition, they've scored 34. Hmm. So this is one of those games where it would be nice to jump all over the Tigers. Make them sweat it out. Of course, then they might kick it into gear a little earlier, but hopefully by then, as Hickman said, we got 21-0 on the board at the end of the first, and we don't let up off the gas like we did against Florida. Just keep going, 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 going.
Gone.
I'm not going to make another move.
Hickman's safe.
All right.
I mean, like, I
don't know. Unless one of you guys take him next week.
Well, I guess technically I could go right now, right? Unless Nate has a pick. You want to take Minnesota?
Go ahead and do it, Chris.
Somebody going to take Minnesota from Hickman?
Please do it. You could use all the help you can get right now.
I don't think you can take them unless the only team you could take is the team that somebody dropped after you turned it down. So you already turned down all of these teams.
Okay.
Brett, went
I dropped Miami.
And dropped Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So you could pick up Miami, but obviously you don't want to.
No.
You've already had a shot at all these teams, so you would need to have picked up Minnesota first. You can't wait for other people to pass and then grab them.
So even though he didn't give us the information until...
Right.
Okay. Well, consider yourself lucky, Hickman.
Yeah.
But you're still behind me, I think.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, you can get them next week. They blast Purdue. I can snag them. I get first pick.
You would.
If I don't, then you can get them. If you don't, then Hickman can.
Nope, I'm feeling good. Love my team.
I mean, I won't need them if things stay the same for my team.
That's true.
Although Penn State and Michigan are clashing soon, so. I think that might be the Penn State wideout game this year.
You going up there?
No, I might.
No,
Find me a bus ticket up there.
The old Greyhound. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. I'm doing some Tuesday edition of 3 and Out. I'm kind of
path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush.
Now, Optimism Tuesday edition of Three and Out. If you missed any portion of the program, check out the podcast and make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Get those directly to your device.
What are your thoughts about this being Tennessee's highest ranking in the polls since 2006?
Feels, how high did we get in 2016?
Nine.
Okay.
And then we lost to
A&M.
Texas A&M. Didn't drop because that was such a good
game. Wait, no, we started at nine, right? Beat App State and dropped to like 20.
Then
climbed our way back up, right?
I think we dropped to 16 after that game.
Well, I'm just saying they dropped us, and it took us till another three wins until we got back into our
four wins.
Whatever.
Yeah, didn't drop after the A&M lost a heartbreaker in overtime. Bama came to town and destroyed us.
Yeah, we were really banged up after that A&M game.
That was probably the most hyped up third Saturday in October games of my lifetime, and it was over from the start.
The SEC leads all conferences currently with ranked teams at 7. Those rankings include number 1, 2, 7, 8, 14, 17, and 20.
Who's 20 right now?
Arkansas.
Oh.
A&M at 17, Ole Miss at 14. Tennessee 8, Kentucky 7, Bama 2, Georgia 1. Teams receiving first place votes, Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State. Bama and Ohio State each with 4.
4. It's weird you said, you're talking about LSU scoring, right? Where they've been so much better later in games?
In the fourth quarter, yep.
Yeah, I wonder how much.
Because they scored 2 touchdowns late against Florida State to make that game interesting, and then they scored, 3 touchdowns?
Bunch against Mississippi State.
Yes.
But they've also gotten out slow starts against their really crap opponents,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like, I think this past week it was, they didn't allow a point. So obviously they were playing fine on defense, but kind of just slow starters. Which is weird because they only have 71 players listed in the team composite rankings. Whereas even a team like Florida, for example, has 85.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most teams have are at 85 or pushing 85. In fact, 71 is the lowest of any team that's in like the top 20. Really can't even find another team that low. So you'd think they'd be kind of thin. But
are they thin?
I don't know.
And one of their best defensive linemen got hurt.
Yeah.
Out for the year. And now they're starting safeties out for 5 weeks.
We know how the stress we can put on a team with a number of plays and tempo.
If you're LSU, are you looking ahead to the Tennessee game at all? Like, are you worried about Auburn a little bit because it's on the road? Or are you just kind of thinking, oh, God, we got Tennessee in 2 weeks?
I don't think the Tennessee game rates that much for them kind of preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, it's just more of one of those, another tough SEC game. You know,
this week's
at Auburn's like, it's still Auburn. It's still a name value, you know.
Still a West rival, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think they'll really overlook Auburn, but they might get beat up. And, you know, hopefully we're licking our wounds after a tough Florida game. Getting healthy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a physical game. We got some knock on wood. I feel like we did come out of the Florida game mostly healthy. Did we have anybody go down?
I don't think so.
Hickman, you were at the game. Was there ever a Tennessee player down, helped off the field or anything like that?
Didn't Kamal Haddon go down for a bit, but it came back in?
Well, yeah. If they came back in, I'm not counting it.
Yeah.
Because he came back in and got the last pick.
I didn't see anything.
He got the wind knocked out of him or something, I think. I think I remember him trying to run off the field, and he's holding his stomach.
I actually think he was kind of faking.
LSU is brutal, too. I mean,
Amari Thomas went down because somebody
– Yeah, he faked that. Yeah. He faked that.
This stretch for LSU is just brutal in terms of, you know, just the number of games. At Auburn, Tennessee at home, at Florida, Ole Miss at home. That's four in a row that are tough, and you haven't had a bye week at all yet. They were able to rest guys against New Mexico the second half. You know, like Jaden Daniels, he got whatever happened. I can't – what did they say it was?
Daniels?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was his back, right? He got tackled.
Broke his back.
They said he kind of tweaked his back, but he could have come back in the game, but it was a blowout. So
Auburn's defense is pretty physical. I'm not wishing anybody gets hurt, but I wouldn't mind some hard hits from the Plainsmen.
Well, LSU wants that bye week before the Alabama game, but the Alabama game comes kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to play a bunch of these SEC games in a row to get there.
Physical game, bunch of overtimes. That's what we're hoping for this weekend. Physical. I mean, ideally, I guess Auburn would shred LSU through the air and give us some clue as to what to do, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
If Alabama doesn't win the West, who wins it?
Right now?
Yeah. I mean,
Ole Miss?
Well, they do.
They can run the football.
They play Kentucky next at home.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a game they can win. I'm not saying they should, but the projections have them winning that game.
If they win that, then it's Vanderbilt on the road. They should,
they'll
they should
win that, that one. One.
Then it's Auburn back at home.
They should win that one.
Then they go to LSU, to Texas A&M, back-to-back. Then they have a bye week ahead of Alabama coming to Vault Hemingway.
Really?
And they end the season at Arkansas and then Mississippi State at home.
Curious to see what A&M does now that Anaya Smith is out for the season. They've been offensively challenged anyway. And if they don't have a, you know, a way to score points consistently, I mean, they're going to be in a lot of probably ugly games, but that feels like one Ole Miss can win.
Mississippi State already has the loss at LSU.
Yes.
And now they have to play A&M this week.
That's an interesting game.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that one. It's at 4 o'clock on
this. It's a trap game for A&M.
Why is that?
Before Bama.
Mississippi State has Arkansas the next week after that, and then at Kentucky, at Alabama. So, like, their schedule's brutal. Mississippi State also drew Georgia this year, so forget them. Like, they're not going to get there. Even if Mississippi State's a smidge better than all the other teams, I mean, they've already lost at LSU. And I mean, that felt like a pretty even game. But I don't know if any of those other teams are significantly better than either of those teams. Like, I don't know if Arkansas, A&M... I don't know if those teams are significantly better than LSU and Mississippi State.
Well, what do we think about Bama so far? Texas just got beat by Texas Tech, and they had Bama basically – they were a weird call in the end zone away from winning that one. Or at least having a pretty good shot. Now, they've looked good against Scrubs.
They haven't played anybody.
I know. Except Texas, and they won by, you know, the slimmest of margins.
Arkansas have any shot to win this week?
With that defense,
is Arkansas the type of team that can beat Alabama? They do. They can run the ball.
They got a mobile quarterback.
They're physical.
Jefferson's looked pretty good.
But, I mean, the Texas defense was able to slow Alabama down pretty much the whole day until
yes,
the end.
Yes,
yes. I don't know if the Arkansas defense.
Is KJ Jefferson good enough to do what Ewers was doing early and then.
Maybe.
They've got weapons. They've got Hazelwood. They've got Trey Knox, who they play as a tight end slash receiver. They've got a really good running back group. Offensive line, you know, it's Arkansas. They're going to play well. I just don't know if their defense can hold up in the back end.
Texas
What's the line on that game?
17, I think I saw.
Yeah, 16
Alabama.
And a half, 17, yeah. 17 and a half, depending on where you look. The easiest schedule is, I think, is A&M. Because their East team is South Carolina, and that, you know, obviously they're undefeated in conference. The App State game doesn't hurt there.
True.
They go to Mississippi State this week.
I just think their offense is so bad, and now without Smith, yeah, they're just going to struggle to score. And I think their defense is good. I don't think it's that good.
So could it be Ole Miss?
That's what I said. I'm not saying I think there's some juggernaut. I'm just saying if it's not Alabama, it seems like Ole Miss right now has a pretty good shot. I mean, it could be LSU. They've got a loss to Florida State. Doesn't hurt them in the SEC. If they're, you know, if they come out and look really good against Auburn, and we don't take care of business, and they get a little, you know, Jaden Daniels starts to get more comfortable in the offense, I guess it's possible. They're talented.
They get Ole Miss at home.
Aren't they like seven spots more talented than Florida was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't know anything about Ole Miss yet. Their schedule is so soft.
No, I agree. I agree. Yeah, we'll find out a lot more about Ole Miss and Kentucky this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think Ole Miss has a quarterback this year. Like, I think when teams stop their run game or at least slow it down,
mm-hmm.
they're going to struggle to score. And their defense, I think, is just kind of average.
They do have an easy – well, kind of. I don't know.
I mean, all the West teams have a fairly difficult schedule. They have to play all each other.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss is definitely easier than Mississippi State, who has Georgia.
Yeah.
Not to mention they all play Alabama, of course. Yeah, LSU's the most talented team Tennessee's going to face outside of Georgia and Alabama.
11 a.m. locals looking better and better.
As long as we wake up, I'm great with it.
Why wouldn't we wake up?
We should. Like you said, we practice.
Didn't we put up our best offensive production last year in noon games?
Yeah, Missouri, South Carolina.
And South Carolina, right?
Okay.
Okay. So quit.
Those are also two of the worst teams on the schedule.
We don't know how good or bad LSU is at this point. Same with Mississippi State. I got no idea. Still a little early. It's chaos.
It's true. We weren't as good when we played Vanderbilt, and that was a late game, right?
The thing is, we have one thing that we do really well, and that's play offense. We can score. We can move the ball as long as we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. I feel like we're going to score some points, mm-hmm. and if another team has a slow start or a bad day or if our defense were to get better, you'd have to think if Tim Banks is going to have a good defensive performance, this better be it. You got 2 weeks to prepare for a first-year head coach and Brian Kelly at LSU. You get to scout him against Auburn.
Pitt game was at noon last year. Got off to a great start.
Great start.
Terrible second
quarter. Terrible second quarter.
Yeah, we only gave up 28 points.
Also, have you seen our middle eight scoring, like the middle two quarters so far for this game or for this season? We're outscoring people by Bukus. It's like we fixed that little issue.
Well, that was huge.
Now if we can start as hot as we did last year.
Mm-hmm. If we could just do four quarters of
one or the other. I think you're better off scoring more in the middle quarters than you are the first quarter.
I guess it depends on the team. I mean, it'd be nice to start this LSU game off with touchdown, touchdown, touchdown in the first quarter and everyone's sitting around like, what? But they're also a talented enough team where if they hit the panic button too early and figure out that they can throw the ball all over the place, they might just try.
Works for me. Let's get up early. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Come back. Final segment of the program next. Final segment of the program. Optimism Tuesday edition.
Do you think we're the eighth best team in the country?
I don't feel like we are, but if I did the rankings, that's probably about where I would have us.
Like we've earned the spot even if we're not the eighth best team?
No, I'm just saying I don't think there's that many good teams this year. They all have issues.
I kind of agree.
So if I was putting them into like a bracket.
Really, every team this year has had a game where you're like,
Yeah.
Like Ohio State against the Notre Dame team that's not very good. Bama against Texas, who now we know is not very good. Georgia against Kent State. I realize it was Kent State, but
that game really wasn't.
It wasn't ever in danger, but
yeah.
How did they not? They scored on the second play of the game and then just like let Kent State hang around.
Which was Brock Bowers running it.
Yeah, it was Brock Bowers, 75. That guy's a monster,
I don't
by
think
the
USC,
way. He might win the Heisman.
I don't think USC is the sixth best team. I don't think Clemson doesn't strike me as like a top five team either. But I don't know who.
Clemson's defense is good. Really good.
Do we?
They just gave up 45.
I mean, they
got
torched by Wake Forest. They haven't played anybody. You know, like they were struggling with Georgia Tech. Ole Miss goes to Georgia Tech and just like destroys them.
Won the final 41-10?
Yeah, once they put in their five-star backup and went Josh Heupel style to score a couple touchdowns.
I mean, I watched that game. I know it was close for a while, but.
I mean, I don't even know who to rank up there, you know? Like, it's.
No, I agree. I do think.
I'm trying to find teams that might be, like, way underrated. Like, who's underrated?
Well, if you're basing it on what the teams have accomplished, is Tennessee underrated at 8? Have we not won?
We're properly rated at 8.
You don't think we should be ahead of Kentucky?
Yeah.
Kentucky scored 32 at Florida. They did hold them to 16, but they also had a pick six.
All right, I agree. We should be 7. Kentucky should be 8. And other than that, like 7, 8, 9 ballpark, that's a proper rating for this team.
Like Southern Cal's getting a boot. Have they played anybody?
Almost lost this weekend.
They should have lost.
I mean, they played Fresno State, but Fresno State lost their entire team to injury during the game, including their quarterback. Including their quarterback. So
Hayner.
I mean, that was on paper should have been a fun game, but I mean, even USC jumped out on them early. And
it's hard to say. I mean, I just haven't had time to watch a lot of these teams play. I mean, like, I don't know. Are there teams with a loss that might just be an aberration and they're actually underrated?
Oregon?
Like, I don't know.
Utah?
I don't know. Oregon should have lost to Washington State this weekend, so.
Yeah, I heard that game was close. Utah, maybe?
They haven't beaten anybody.
Well, I know, but they've looked. I mean, they've taken care of business since they. I mean, they should have probably beat Florida. 12,
that feels about right.
Okay, that's fair.
I think that's a little too high.
There's just nobody to put up there. So, like, if I said neutral field, I would have Georgia number one. Mm-hmm. I think Georgia would beat anybody if I just pick another team and say neutral field. I mean, I think Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State are in the right order.
I did too.
After that, I mean, it's really tough. I mean, like, I don't – just based off what Michigan did last year, I've got to assume that they're pretty solid on the on the lines. And obviously they got – the two quarterbacks are back, and I don't even know how that's really gone. They haven't been tested, though. I mean, Clemson at least has some history behind them, and their offense – you could look at it as well. The defense gave a bunch of points to Wake Forest, but Wake Forest scores on everybody. And their offense at least kept pace and won the game.
Yeah, that was probably DJ's best game, right?
And we know that those top five teams there at least have a lot of talent. You know, like, none of them have a brand new coach. They're all historic teams. I'm sure their recruiting's been fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
USC might be, you know, a pretender, but Lincoln Riley at least did have that offense humming, and they got a bunch of transfers, you know, in a lot of their games. Like, I don't know. If it's a neutral site, take Tennessee versus. I mean, I don't know. I think Tennessee at 7 is about as high as I would have them if I was doing the rankings.
I just think based on what they've done, you could probably put them. I don't think it really matters. I think that you could put them a spot ahead of Kentucky.
I don't think I would put them behind Oklahoma State or NC State or Penn State. I haven't seen
I mean, they beat Purdue in a close game to start. Then they went to Auburn and housed Auburn. I realize Auburn's not very good.
So maybe Penn State and us are about the same. It's possible, I guess. So, I mean, it's just where we are.
Just keep winning.
It really is.
Look at the SEC East, though. Coming back, baby. Three teams in the top 10. Good point out by Daniel.
It really is about just kind of navigating the schedule in this type of year, you know?
Guess who has to play them?
You just can't lose the game that you You can't lose games
and still win.
That you should win. You know, you just can't do it.
And we have to play 3 teams in the top, 7?
Yeah. It's going to be
fun. It's every year. It never changes.
The Blitz is next. Your